Hello and welcome. I'm Dark Freya, and I'm going to hypnotize you today. This recording is the next step on your way to become the perfect submissive beta boy, serving his betters. We're going to change your sexual identity into that of a completely submissive beta boy. After listening to this file, you will never be able to have sex with women again. Instead, you will begin to crave to serve them orally, even more than you ever desire to fuck them. You will still be able to hide your true identity, but every beautiful woman will give you a craving to drop to your knees and go down on her, conditioning you a little bit further into the perfect beta boy. You will also be conditioned to slowly give up all sexual thoughts with women in which you are not absolutely submissive. As a good beta boy, you will never stray from the perfect submissive mindset towards women, not even in thought. And whenever you do worship women with your tongue, it will reinforce the beta identity and all your training, making you even more submissive. This recording will only change your sexuality towards women. It will not change your sexuality towards men. The only question is, are you ready for your perfect beta boy sexuality? As you're going to go into a deep hypnotic trance, never listen to this recording if you are driving, operating machinery, or are doing anything else that requires your full and undivided attention. Find a nice and quiet spot where you can comfortably relax, a comfy chair where you can lay back, lay down in a bed, or find another place where you feel comfortable and safe. As you will go into a deep trance and relax completely, you might want to use a nice and comfy blanket so that you stay warm and feel even more comfortable. Make sure that you won't be disturbed so that I, and only I, have your undivided attention. Turn off your phone, let your dog or cat out of the room, and make sure that you can relax and focus on me without any distractions. And while you enjoy this deep hypnosis with me, I want you to be safe. If anything unexpected happens, any situation you have to deal with in order to keep you or your reputation safe, you will instantly and completely wake back up. That's right. If anything happens, you will instantly be fully awake and able to deal with the situation at hand. You will only stay in this deep and relaxing trance with me as long as you're absolutely safe and feel good about it. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be even easier to let go and drift into a deep trance with me. And now, I'm going to slowly and gently guide you down into a deep trance. There is nothing you have to do but listen to my voice and just go along. If you just follow my voice and my instructions, there is nothing in the world that can keep you from going into a deep and wonderful hypnotic trance. Just go along with my instructions, and we will quickly and gently bring you into a wonderfully deep state of hypnosis. Today, we're going to use a fractionation induction to get you into a really deep trance and open up your mind to my words and suggestions. Now before we begin, I would like you to find a spot on the wall or ceiling. It should be slightly above your eye level and yet easy to look at. Have you found that spot that's easy to look at from your current position? Wonderful. And all you have to do now is just follow my voice, and there's nothing in the world that can keep you from going into a deep, relaxing trance. Just focus on my words and follow my easy instructions, and soon you will be in a deep state of hypnosis. Now, with your eyes still open, I would like you to take 3 slow breaths with me. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 30 to 0, and I want you to breathe along as I count. I want you to slowly breathe in while I count from 30 to 25. Then slowly breathe out while I count from 25 to 20. Then slowly breathe in again when I count from 20 to 15, and so on. And as I count down, you might already notice how the tension of the day slowly melts away with every number. How your muscles easily begin to relax as you prepare yourself to go into a deep trance for me. And you might even notice that even though I want you to keep your eyes open during the countdown, you might already feel your eyelids growing incredibly heavy. Now get ready to breathe while I count you down. Breathe in 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25. Breathe out 24, 23, 22, 21. 20. Breathe in 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. Breathe out 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. Breathe in 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. And breathe out and let go 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Perfect. And you can allow your breathing to simply grow completely relaxed and comfortable. You're still staring at your spot, feeling your eyelids slowly growing heavier and heavier with every breath you take. And that's okay, because it's one of the first signs that your body begins to relax. And we're going to increase this relaxation and drop you deeper down into hypnosis. Right now, you can allow your heavy eyelids to gently close for a while and experience how wonderfully relaxing it feels. And before we're really going to drop you deep down, we're going to relax your entire body. It's time to let go of all tension, all the stresses and cares of the day, and simply enjoy this deep state of complete relaxation. We're going to begin with your feet. Just focus all of your attention on your feet and then relax them. Feel all the tension draining away from your muscles as your feet begin to relax. And maybe you experience a heavy sensation as you relax your feet, or maybe you feel your feet growing incredibly light. Maybe you even feel a slight tingling as all the muscles and nerves begin to shut down. However you perceive it, it is perfect for you. And it lets you know that your feet are relaxing and all the tension is melting away as you begin to slowly drift down into trance. And now I would like you to allow the sensation of relaxation to gently flow up through your ankles and into your legs. Feel the relaxation traveling into your legs, bathing them in comfort and relaxation as all the muscles completely relax. And it feels incredible to relax your body like this, doesn't it? To simply let go of all stress, let go of all tension, and just enjoy this wonderful relaxation. And the relaxation begins to flow up through your knees, relaxing your entire body deeper and deeper. And even as your thighs relax, you can feel your feet and toes relaxing even more. And as it feels so good to relax so deeply, you can even let go of them altogether and feel them becoming numb as they shut down completely. Now focus on the relaxation as it slowly begins to flow into your torso. Your legs are now completely relaxed, all muscles completely loose and limp, and feeling incredibly comfortable. Now feel the relaxation completely shutting down your abs, while it also relaxes your lower back. And as they relax and let go, some of this relaxation begins to flow up through your spinal column. It feels incredible to feel that relaxation warming up your entire back before it flows into your head and into your mind. And as the relaxation spreads out into your mind, you might feel an intense wave of peace and calm. Just enjoy it, allowing it to melt away any cares or stress that might have been in your mind. This warm relaxation will keep growing in your mind, and with every breath you take, It will grow stronger and stronger, making you feel more relaxed, more peaceful, and completely calm. And as your mind keeps relaxing and drifting down deeper into trance, feel how the relaxation continues to spread through your body. Allow it to extend into your chest, relaxing all muscle. As you keep breathing easily and comfortably, you will find that with every breath in, you're breathing in relaxation. Relaxation that will gently spread throughout your entire body and help you to drift down even deeper. And whenever you exhale, you will find this peaceful, relaxed, and calm feeling in your mind will grow even stronger. With every exhale from now to the end of this recording, this calm, peaceful feeling will grow stronger, and it will gently quiet down all your thoughts. And you will find it easy to let go of your thoughts and just follow my voice. My words can easily become your own thoughts, the only thing in your empty and relaxed mind. And now allow this relaxation to spread into your neck and your shoulders, and feel how all the tension melts away from them as they become so incredibly relaxed. Your entire body is becoming more and more comfortable, and it's getting so easy to completely let go and just flow with my voice. You know that my voice is always here for you, guiding you through this wonderful experience, and always keeping you safe. And every single word you hear, every single word I speak, makes it easier to completely let go and surrender to my voice. Feel the relaxation begin to fill your arms, flowing down through your arms, relaxing all muscles and nerves along the way. It spreads through your elbows and further down through your wrists, making your arms so warm and heavy. And finally, you'll feel the relaxation spreading out into your hands and your fingers, all tension melting away as your entire body relaxes completely. And now that your entire body is so wonderfully relaxed, it's time to completely relax your mind too and open it up to my control. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 99 to 0. And whenever I count an odd number, I want you to open your eyes. And when I count an even number, you can close them again. All you have to do is focusing on opening and closing those heavy eyes of yours. And while you're focused on your eyes, you might not even notice how every number puts your mind deeper into trance and relaxes your entire body even more. And even if your eyelids become as heavy as lead, I like you to keep opening them until I tell you that you can keep them closed. So get ready to open those heavy, heavy eyelids. 99. Open those heavy eyes for me and focus your eyes on your spot again. 98. And close them again, feeling a new wave of happiness spreading throughout your body. 97. And even if your eyes are so heavy, I want you to keep them open for me. 96. It feels good to close them, doesn't it? 95. It's getting harder to open them every single time. 94. Dropping deeper into trance every single time you close your eyes. 93. Your eyelids growing so incredibly heavy, almost as if you have lead weights on them. 92. And it feels so incredible to just let them close and drop deeper into trance. 91. Open your tired eyes for me again. 90. And drop much deeper as you close them. 89. It's getting harder and harder to open your eyes, isn't it? 88. So much nicer to just close them and drop deeper. 87. And yet you open them again, struggling to keep them open. 86. So good to close your eyes. You just want to keep them closed, don't you? 85. And as you open your heavy eyes again, I'm going to help you. I can simply skip a few numbers and drop you even faster and even deeper. 80. And you just drop so fast as you close your eyes. You can feel your thoughts melting away as you spiral down into trance. 75. Your eyes are so incredibly heavy, you're barely able to keep them open. All you want to do is close them and fall even deeper. Get ready for another fast drop. 70. And as you close your eyes, a wave of lazy heaviness rolls over your entire body. The peaceful sensation in your mind is growing more intense, muting all of your thoughts as my voice becomes your only thought. 65. Every time you open your eyes, your eyelids grow more and more heavy, almost impossible to lift them at all. 60. And you drop again. It feels so good to close your heavy eyelids and fall deeper into hypnosis. By now, you should also feel how heavy and sluggish your thoughts have become as you surrender deeper and deeper to me. 55. It's getting so hard to even open your eyes at all, as every number takes your mind deeper and deeper into my control. 54. And even if we take small steps, you can feel yourself dropping deeper, letting go and allowing trance to take you down. 53. Open those heavy eyes for me. We're almost at the point where you can keep them closed, but right now, I want you to struggle to keep them open for me. 52. So wonderful to close your eyes, isn't it? You only have to open them one more time before you can keep them closed and drop down in such a deep trance for me. 51. Open your eyes one last time for me. Keep them open for me, even if your eyelids are heavy as lead. You know you're almost there, just a few seconds longer. I know it's a hard struggle, but still keep them open. And when you close them for the next time, you will drop into an incredibly deep trance, and they will stay closed for the rest of this recording as your mind stays in a deep trance for me. 50. Close your eyes. Doesn't it feel good to let go and completely surrender to my voice? And you will find that even with your eyes closed, you will keep spiraling down with every single number. As a matter of fact, you will find that now that your eyes are closed, you will experience the sensation of dropping down deeper into trance even stronger and even more vividly. 49. With every single number to drop down deeper into my control. 48. And it feels incredible to drop deeper for me, doesn't it? 47. Deeper down into trance with every number. 46. Dropping down faster and faster. 45. 44. 43. 42. 41. 40. You're dropping down so fast, spiraling downward with every number, step by step. 30 are quickly in big leaps, and it feels good to surrender control and let me take you down like this, doesn't it? 29 as you drop for me. 28 deeper and deeper. 27 with every number. 26 helplessly falling. 25 so quickly. 24. 23, 22, 21, 20. Completely in my control as I pull you down deeper into trance. 19, and the deeper you go for me, the better it feels. 18, because the better you feel, the deeper you go for me. 17, and with every number, my voice and my words. 16, entangle your mind and your thoughts more and more. 15, as you lose yourself in my control. 14, as you follow my voice down into trance. 13, as you surrender yourself completely to my control. 12. And you feel safe in my control because you know that I take good care of you. 11. You completely let go of your body and begin to focus only on my voice. 10. Because it's my voice that seduces you deeper down into trance. 9. Because it's my voice that controls your thoughts. 8. And it's so good to let go. My words, the only thing in your empty mind. 7. As you surrender completely to my control, shutting down your body and mind. 6. And it feels so good to completely fade away, to surrender to me. 5. Because your mind is so heavy, and it's so easy to let my words guide your mind. 4. And as the numbers approach 0, it's so easy to surrender completely. 3. So easy to let the trance take over and take you down deeper. 2. Your mind fading away as my voice becomes the only thing in your empty mind. 1. My control and guidance becoming the only thing there is. 0. As you sleep. You drift so incredibly deep. And with every word I say, till the end of this recording, you will simply go deeper and deeper, opening your mind up completely. You will find that it is so easy to just get lost in my words, following them and allowing them to pull you deeper without ever really falling asleep. That's right. No matter how deep you go, you will always stay with my voice. And the longer you listen to my voice, the easier it will be for my words to guide you. And now that you are so incredibly relaxed and so deep in my control, it is time to turn you even more into the beta boy you were always meant to be. We're going to modify your sexual identity, making it completely impossible for you to ever fuck a woman again and leaving you no other choice than to embrace your true beta boy sexuality. You are here, listening to this right now because you understand that this is your future, that you were always meant to be a submissive beta boy. And now it's time to embrace your fate. And you are doing the right thing, giving up all pretenses of being a real man and embracing that you're nothing but a weak, submissive beta boy. You accept that you will never have sex with women ever again and that their pleasure is your only pleasure. That's right, my little beta boy. Once we're done today, your greatest sexual pleasure with women will come from going down on them, from worshipping them orally, because you will never be able to fuck them ever again. And I'm going to make sure that you're going to be the best pussy-licking little beta boy you can possibly be, making you completely addicted to worshipping women with your tongue. And yet, let's begin by destroying your ability to fuck women. You already understand that beta boys like you were never meant to have sex. As a little beta boy, your entire sexuality revolves around submission, around giving pleasure to others. It has never been about your own pleasure. And if you're really honest, this is something you have always known deep down, that you have been meant to give pleasure, not to receive pleasure. In the back of your mind, you always understood that you are different, that you are just a submissive beta boy toy. And now you can finally embrace it. Embrace your true fate and stop pretending to be something you were never meant to be. It's going to be wonderful. You never have to play act being an alpha male ever again. You can let go of the stress and live a happy life as the beta boy you were always meant to be. It's going to be wonderful. You never have to play act being an alpha male ever again. You can let go of the stress and live a happy life as the beta boy you were always meant to be. You can simply be her submissive pussy licker and never have to worry if your performance is up to her expectations never have to worry if you're manly enough for her. You already know that you're nothing but a submissive beta boy, and that you will never be able to live up to a real alpha man or satisfy a woman with your tiny beta cock. And that is it, my little beta boy. This training isn't as much designed to enslave you. It is designed to set you free. To set you free from the stress pretending to be a real male causes you. And accept your true sexual identity as a submissive, pussy-worshipping beta boy that will never ever fuck a woman again. And right here, right now, you have your last chance to chicken out. This is your last opportunity to get out before we permanently destroy your ability to fuck women and force you to embrace your beta boy identity. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 5 to 0. And if you're not ready yet to embrace your true identity, you can use the countdown to wake up. If, on the other hand, you're ready to embrace your true beta boy identity, if you're ready to become the submissive pussy-licking little beta boy you were always meant to be, every single number will drop you even deeper into trance and open up your mind to all of my suggestions. Your own subconscious mind knows that you have a chance to get out. So if you stay, it will know that this training is something you want, because every single suggestion is beneficial for you and will allow you to finally become the beta boy you truly are. Now, get ready for the countdown, knowing if you're ready to let go completely. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And you're still here, my little beta boy. You've chosen to not only improve your own life by embracing what you are, but also the life of the women you're going to serve as a submissive beta boy toy. Because you understand that being your true beta boy self, you can give women more pleasure than you were ever able to give them during your pathetic attempts pretending to be a real man. And you know this is true, don't you? Otherwise, you wouldn't be here right now, listening to this training. A real alpha man would never listen to a file like this, and yet have been drawn to listen to this file because deep down, you know that you truly are a beta boy toy. And right now, my little beta boy, it's time to set you free. Simply by making it impossible to ever fuck a woman again. Once we make it impossible, you have no choice but to give up for pretenses of being a real man. And the best thing is, it's exceedingly simple. You have always been a beta boy, so I'm sure having penetrative sex with women is already incredibly hard for you. Maybe you're wondering if you're really strong and manly enough for her. Maybe you have some doubts that she really enjoys your performance in bed. Maybe you're wondering if your tiny beta cock is big enough for her. And most likely, you have serious problems performing and being hard and ready for her when she wants you to be. Sometimes, it's just stressful with all the expectations she places on you, isn't it? That's because you were never meant to have sex with women in this way. You are a submissive beta boy toy. All you're meant for is going down on her. You understand that your little beta boy cocklet was never meant to fuck. And that's why trying to have sex like a real man is so incredibly stressful to you. For a beta boy like you, it's simply natural to be stressed out about something you were never meant to do. And that's why you feel those things when you try to pretend to be a real man and try to have sex. This is a natural mental block to stop beta boys like you from having sex. And the reason why sex has always been stressful to you And you were trying to fight it all your life because you never really understood that when you try to fight the natural order of things, it will only make it worse and increase the stress you feel. And right now, we're going to reinforce this natural mental block. From now on, you will always be reminded that you are only a submissive beta boy whenever you try to have sex with women. That's right, little beta toy. This evil curse will only activate when you try to have sex with women, reminding you that you're nothing but a beta boy toy that was never meant to have sex with women. Just imagine how it's going to feel. You try to have sex with a woman and you are instantly reminded that you're just a little beta boy. And this truth, echoing through your mind, will stimulate and reinforce your natural mental block. And there you are, trying desperately to get hard for her while she's waiting for you, trying to perform for her, trying to scrounge up the confidence to fuck her, and yet all you can think about is the fact that you are a submissive beta boy and that you will never be able to please her. Of course, you already know that the more you try to fight the natural order, the more stress you feel, making it even more impossible to get sufficiently hard to please her. And every time you try to have sex with a woman, this trigger is growing stronger, forcefully reminding you that you're nothing but a weak, submissive beta boy toy. There is nothing you can do about it, because the more you try to fight it, the stronger this trigger is going to become. And because this will only happen when you actually try to have sex with a woman, and that woman is around to judge you when you fail to perform, it is impossible to get rid of this trigger. You can practice on your own all you like, and it doesn't matter how successful you are while you're alone, because you know that as soon as a woman is around to witness, you're failing miserably to please her. You will always be reminded that you're nothing but a limp beta boy. As a matter of fact, this trigger will become stronger and more effective every time you try to have sex with women. It's just natural, because every time you fail to please a woman, it will simply drive home that this is your nature as a weak and limp beta boy. And now that we made it impossible for you to keep chasing something that was never meant for you, it is time to create your true beta boy sexuality. Just because your limp little beta cock is useless doesn't mean that you don't have the ability or responsibility to pleasure women. Quite the opposite. Having a useless cock means that you will have to work hard to make up for it. As an otherwise useless beta boy, you will have to become really good at using your tongue to give women pleasure. Going down on her and losing yourself in her pleasure will become your greatest pleasure. Over time, your newfound desire to worship her orally will replace the ridiculous desire to stuff your limp little beta dick into her, and you will crave going down on her more than you ever craved to have sex. And you will embrace it, because you know that this is simply your beautiful beta boy nature. It's simply who you were meant to be. And from now on, you will find that whenever you're around beautiful women, the kind of women you used to crave to fuck, you will instead feel a strong desire to sink down on your knees before them and pleasure them orally. That's right, little beta boy. Every beautiful woman will become a trigger for you, giving you a strong desire, a burning craving to go down on her. Of course, you will always be able to control these urges, and you will never be pushy or make them uncomfortable. You understand that it's only her decision, never yours. And yet you know that you are a submissive beta boy. And yet, you will always feel these cravings around beautiful women, because it's simply a part of your beta boy nature. Just like you always hope to meet a woman who's going to take advantage of a weak little beta boy toy like you and forces you to go down on her. And every beautiful woman you see will fill your weak beta boy mind with these kind of fantasies. They will just pop into your mind, and there's nothing you can do about it, because the more you try to push them away, the more of these fantasies will fill your weak little beta boy mind. You will fantasize about her recognizing you as a beta boy, taking control over you, dominating you, and forcing you to worship her with your tongue. Can you imagine what that's going to do to you, little beta boy? Every single woman you see will remind you that you're nothing but a submissive beta boy. Every single woman filling your mind with submissive fantasies and the craving to fall to your knees and eat her out. Every single woman conditioning you a little bit more to accept your place and embrace that you're nothing but a weak little beta boy. Slowly changing you over time. Every beautiful woman you see will train you a little bit more, even if they don't know what they do to you. But why would they notice? Would you notice a fly that has to fly away because you want to sit somewhere? Of course not. And in the same way, she won't notice how her beauty and feminine allure is conditioning a weak little beta boy like you. And you accept it, because you know that a beta boy like you is far beneath her. All you do is bask in her beauty and feel it impacting your weak little beta mind, reminding you of your place in the world and in the natural order, while it evokes this incredibly submissive mindset in you. You will feel this desire, this craving to kneel before her and worship her with your tongue for as long as she desires. And from now on, every single beautiful woman will have this effect on you. You will be able to control it to a degree, and you will never make her uncomfortable with your beta boy urges, because you understand that she's in control. A beta boy will never tell a woman about her desires, as only she has the right to decide if and when she wants to use you. And yet, every single woman will have an impact on you. Every beautiful woman will change your mind, filling it with submissive fantasies and slowly training you to become a perfect submissive beta boy pussy worshiper. And while you slowly accept your true identity, all the old erroneous thoughts and ideas will fade away, until all there is left is a perfectly trained, absolutely submissive beta boy with great pleasure as to go down on women. Of course, the real magic is going to happen when you do go down on a woman. Because from now on, you will find that whenever you are orally worshipping a woman, you will simply lose yourself in the pleasure. And I'm sure you've already experienced it before. When you go down on her, when you smell her scent, her pheromones, you can feel your mind growing quiet, as it's been overtaken by pleasure. That's normal. This is simply how an inferior beta brain reacts to her pheromones. You feel the pleasure overwhelming your mind, melting away all thoughts except the desire to please her and give her pleasure. And today we're going to reinforce this effect hypnotically. Whenever your tongue or your lips touch the beautiful and soft flesh of a pussy, all your thoughts will instantly melt away, and your mind will only be filled by the submissive desire to give her as much pleasure as she desires. It will almost feel as if the scent of pussy will become a powerful drug to you, because it will not only make you submissive and melt away your thoughts, but you will also become incredibly addicted to worshipping in pussy. And every single time you go down on a woman, this trigger is growing stronger and stronger, helping you to accept your beta boy identity and sexuality on a deeper level. It will confirm that this is the true you, that you are living the life you were meant to live. Every time you kneel before a powerful woman and worship her with your tongue, your true beta boy identity will become more permanent as all the old and erroneous thought patterns are slowly destroyed. And now, my little beta boy, I'm going to give you a trigger that will make it even easier to embrace your beta boy identity and completely let go of those ridiculous, erroneous thoughts still contaminating your beta brain. From now on, whenever you try to even think about having sex with women, it will feel incredibly wrong. And I'm not talking about 2 + 2 = 5 wrong. I'm talking about in deep sense of wrongness, a deep certainty that you should never even think about these things. This will happen every time you have any sexual fantasies involving women in which you are not absolutely submissive. That's right, my little beta boy. The only fantasies you can have from now on are those in which you're absolutely submissive. You know that you are a submissive beta boy, the bottom rung of the ladder, below every single woman, and you will never stray from this truth, not even in thought. You will never again have a fantasy in which any woman is submissive to you or in which you have sex with a woman, or you will instantly be overcome by this overwhelming sense of wrongness, forcing your weak beta mind back to correct thoughts. And because you know that this is the right path for you, this trigger will become stronger every single time. Every time you try to leave your perfect submissive beta boy mindset, the overwhelming sensation of wrongness will become more and more aversive, forcing your thoughts back to your beautiful beta boy submission. And over time, all these silly thoughts of you being anything but a weak and submissive beta boy toy will completely fade away from your mind, and you will never even think about trying to be a real man ever again. Every single day, these triggers will condition you a little bit more. It will be so easy to accept your place in life, to be the perfectly submissive beta boy you really are, to let go of all the delusions and embrace your place down on your knees, worshipping pussy with your tongue. And of course, you want to be the best pussy worshipper you can possibly be. You know going down on them is the only way for a limp beta boy like you. And so it is your duty to become really good at it. And as you feel your sexuality changing, and you become this perfectly submissive beta boy pussy worshipper, you might find that you develop a strong desire to become better at it. Maybe you feel a strong need to research cunnilingus, to increase your theoretical knowledge and learn everything you can. Or maybe you begin to train your tongue, making it more flexible, training your endurance, and generally growing its strength. Maybe you even find an opportunity to practice a woman you can please while becoming better at pleasing women. Or maybe you do all of these things because you want to be the best beta boy pussy worshipper you can be. Before I release you today, I let you begin a whole new level of your beta boy life. We're going to do a little mental exercise that is going to seal all of my suggestions permanently in your mind. All you have to do, my little beta boy, is simply follow my instructions, and soon all my suggestions will be a permanent part of you. Right now, I want you to imagine a beautiful woman. She can be any woman you like. Maybe she's someone you know very well, or maybe she's a complete fantasy, or maybe she's even a celebrity. Whomever you choose, whatever woman you find beautiful, whatever woman you want to dominate you, she's perfectly right for you. What I want you to do is to imagine her standing in front of you in all her beauty. Just look at her and see every single detail of her. Run your eyes slowly up her body, starting at her feet and slowly taking in every part of her. And when you finally reach her eyes, your eyes are instantly bound to hers. You can feel her power, her control, just from looking into her eyes. With every second she's holding your eyes hostage, you can feel your own strength melting away, as if you feel her power controlling you. Maybe you're noticing her intoxicating scent as you look at her. Or is it her overwhelming beauty impacting your weak beta boy mind and making you even weaker? And yet there's more, isn't there? You can feel the trigger going off, reminding that you're only a beta boy. You can feel the strong desire to drop to your knees and worship her with your tongue, don't you? Do you wish she would take control over you and force you to go down on her? Of course you do, because you know you are a weak and submissive beta boy. And I want you to imagine just that. Imagine she's coming close, running a hand over your cheek before grabbing your ear and pulling you down on your knees forcefully, instantly making your mind spin with pleasure. Before you even know what's going on, she has bared her pussy, and just seeing her beauty makes all your thoughts simply vanish. And then she has her hands on the back of your head and pushes your face into her pussy. Her scent overwhelms you instantly, and it almost feels as if some switch in your brain flipped, and you drop deep into a submissive beta boy mind space. As you mindlessly begin to worship her, you can only think about giving her pleasure, about serving her and worshiping her with your tongue for as long as she desires, as all other thoughts simply vanish. You just know that you're completely under her control while you worship her. She has taken control over a little submissive beta boy, and all you can do is pleasure her with all of your abilities, as if your life depended on it. That's right, little beta boy. It feels good, doesn't it? It sounds like a little slice of beta boy heaven. That's because you really are a beta boy. You have always been one, and you will always be one. It's simply who you are. And as you feel this indisputable proof that you are a submissive beta boy toy, you also feel all my suggestions finding a permanent home in your beta brain. You understand the truth in all of my words, and you embrace your place in the world. You are nothing but a beta boy, and the only way you can possibly please women is by worshiping them with your tongue. Now, before it's time to wake up, I'd like to give you one more little suggestion. The more you accept and embrace your beta boy sexuality, the stronger all your other beta boy training will become. Of course, your other training will also reinforce this training. It's just an evil little loop, because any progress towards your perfect beta boy identity will reinforce all of your training. Even every time any of those triggers activate, you can feel all other triggers being reinforced. You know that listening to this file was your own free choice. And now you're trapped, forced to accept your true identity as a beta boy. Every single time you think about it, all my suggestions are engraved deeper and deeper into your weak beta mind, becoming even more permanent. And now, it's time to wake back up. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and with every number, you will wake up a little bit further, while all my suggestions sink deeper into your mind, where they will permanently control you on a deep level. get ready to come back to the waking world. 1. Feel all my suggestions sinking deeply into your mind. 2. Slowly waking back up again, drifting back to awareness. 3. Knowing your subconscious mind will follow all of my suggestions. 4. Feel your body beginning to slowly come back from this trance. 5. Halfway awake, feeling so refreshed and wonderful. 6. Become more awake and more alert with every second. 7. Feeling your body stir, your eyelids begin to flutter as you wake up completely. 8. Your entire body feeling normal again. Stretch yourself as you wake back up. 9. And with the next number, you will open your eyes and be completely alert and awake. 10. Open your eyes, completely awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this little trance and that you're going to enjoy the journey ahead of you. I'm proud of you for accepting and embracing your true beta male sexuality, and I'm looking forward to spend more time in your mind. Your Dark Freya.